Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. The strong, the powerful Tom Hegna has returned to Money Savage. Welcome back, Tom.
Hey, thanks, George. Great to be back with you.
Tom is a retirement expert. He is an economist, a best-selling author, an international speaker. He's a United States Army veteran, and he has had a multi-billion dollar impact on the retirement income industry. Excited to have you back on. Tom, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, George, you know, I've been in the business for about 30 years. I was an advisor. I was a manager. I was a national marketing manager. I was a wholesaler, and I was a senior executive officer of a Fortune 100 company, and I've learned a lot in those 30 years. And what I'm doing now in this phase of my life is I've written 5 books on retirement, and I'm just sharing with people the optimal way to retire, that there is an optimal way, because if they ask 50 different people how they're supposed to retire, they're going to get 50 different opinions, but there aren't 50 optimal ways to do it. There's one optimal way to retire, and that's what I do. So I train financial advisors, and I do public seminars, and my whole focus is on helping people never run out of money and be happy and successful in retirement.
Which I think is a message which I'm 100% sure is resonating. We're recording this, I'm having to look at my phone, on April the 20th. And so we're in this time where there's so much uncertainty. So I imagine people are really, for lack of a better term, gobbling up this information more so than ever before.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because I share this information when the market was at all-time record high, and people don't want to really listen because, oh, they're making 30%, 20%. They don't have time to listen to that. Well, then the market falls 40%, everybody's all ears, and now they want to know about, now guarantees do matter, you know, the things I talk about do matter, but they would have been better off doing it, you know, 3 months ago than today, but I'll take it, you know, if they want to do things today, because now they're ready to listen. But that gets into kind of what I want to talk about today, which is all this psychonomics. It's not just math and science and economics, there's this thing called psychonomics as well.
So, right, I mean, that's the reality, is that we make the majority of our financial decisions emotionally, even though we probably think that we make them by the numbers.
And it's so true. And I think every one of your listeners has experienced this. They might have gone out there, they recommended a plan for the person. It was perfect. The numbers look great. The client would be better off with the plan than not with the plan. You know, it'd be better for their family, for them, for their retirement, for their future. And the person still doesn't buy. It happens all the time, George, and the reason is they didn't build an emotional connection. See, people don't, unfortunately, they don't buy logically. They don't buy math and science. They buy emotionally in the psychonomics that I've been more recently talking about. And so I think every advisor out there has experienced it. They just didn't know why the person didn't buy.
So, all right. So how best to then start, set the stage and start having the conversation is, or you tell me the best starting point here.
Well, it was a learning process I had to go through because I'm a very logical person. Math and science resonates with me. I can show somebody mathematically and scientifically that their portfolio will do better if they replace some of the bonds with guaranteed lifetime income. The research showed are going to be happier. The research shows they're more likely to live longer. So, I mean, for years, I just focused on math and science, because this is the optimal way. I mean, everybody should do it, but not everybody does it. And so it was just flipping me out. Why would people not do something that made total rational sense, and I could back it up with math, science, and PhDs? And that's where I came across this whole psychonomics. Now, Joe Jordan's been talking about this kind of stuff for a long time. He calls it left brain, right brain, you know, emotional intelligence, and then there's, you know, human behavior. That's all part of the psychonomics. And I have now come to the conclusion that people are psychonomically programmed to fail in retirement. And you might want to ask me why I think that.
Why do you think that?
Well, look, they get bombarded by things in the media. For example, you've got Ken Fisher on TV every day saying, I hate annuities and so should you. You've got Dave Ramsey saying you should only buy term insurance. You know, anything else is a gimmick or a ripoff. You got Susie Orman saying the only time to buy long-term care insurance is age 60. Well, all of those are demonstrably false. You know, when Ken Fisher says he hates annuities, all the PhDs who study retirement says you got to have one. You got to take longevity risk off the table because longevity is not just a risk. It's a risk multiplier. And the only thing that can take longevity risk off the table is some form of an annuity. I can also show a client that their portfolio will immediately have lower risk and higher returns if they simply replace some of the bonds with guaranteed lifetime income from an annuity. So I can demonstrably prove that that is false. Dave Ramsey says the only, you know, policy you should buy is term insurance. Well, again, that's false. You can't use term insurance to leave a legacy. You can't use term insurance for estate planning. You shouldn't use term insurance for most business insurance situations. And term only pays if you die early. It doesn't pay whenever you die. Less than 2% of term policies ever pay a death claim. And so, again, I can go there. The only policy that matters is the one that's enforced on the day that you die. You know, and less than 2% of term policies are enforced on the day that you die. So again, that one is demonstrably false. And then Susie Orman says the only time to buy long-term care insurance is age 60. Well, that's ridiculous. How many people do you know prior to age 60 that got sick, got hurt, you know, got laid off or had something happen to them? You can't buy long-term care insurance. You have to qualify for it, and you qualify for it with your health. And today's the healthiest day of the rest of your life. And so people should buy long-term care insurance when they can qualify for it, and they'll qualify for it when they're young and healthy and it's very cheap. So again, you know, people have been programmed the wrong way, and part of what we need to do is go out there and deprogram them and put the right things in their mind.
Well, that's got to be easier said than done, right? You've got these people that are considered to be experts who have been saying the same thing, and to your point, program people. So how do you begin to sort of unwind that?
Well, there's one more thing. You know, we've got paychecks our entire working career. Every 2 weeks, we get a paycheck from our company. We get a paycheck. What do we do with that paycheck? Well, we spend most of it. We buy we get a house, we get a car. You know, we go on trips, we buy stuff. We got and spent a paycheck every 2 weeks for most of us, our entire working career. At the same time, we've been taught not to touch our assets. You know, we can't touch our 401k. We gotta grow it. We gotta protect it. We can't touch it. And so for 45 years, we're spending a paycheck and we're not touching our 401k because we're building it. And then all of a sudden we retire. The paycheck stops. But we've still been taught not to touch our 401k. We got to protect it. And so people end up living this, what I call a just-in-case retirement. They don't touch their money just in case. Interest rates are too low. The market's too volatile. You know, Bitcoin crashed. So they don't touch their money. And I would – when I was an advisor, I would work with people and I'd say, wait a minute now. You told me when you retired you're going to join the country club. You're going to buy a new boat. You're going to go on a cruise. You're going to see the world. Have you done that yet? But people say no because they're living this just-in-case retirement. So what happens is, you know, their 401k grows and grows and grows, and then all of a sudden they die. Well, what happens to money? Goes to the kids. What do the kids do with it? They join the country club. They buy they buy a new boat. They go see the world. And so I try to make people aware that, you know, again, this is all this psychonomic programming that has been that if we could help these people just move some of their assets into income, because retirement's all about income. And so, you know, George, what I've been doing is, you know, the math and science, but now I'm working the psychonomics in there. And one last thing, George, you got all these brokers saying, oh, you know, these annuities are a ripoff. The fees are too high. You're way better off investing in with Vanguard or Fidelity. And, you know, the markets go up and down, but over time they always go up. Okay. How did that just work in the last 3 months? I'll bet there were a lot of smart people who believed markets always go up, who panicked and sold. Because when that market is falling 1,000 points, 1,000 points, 1,000 points, 1,000 points every day, I don't care who you are, that kind of thing shakes you to your core. And most people bail. They call their broker, they say, get me out. Now, how did that help that person? You know, the fact that markets go up and down, but over time they always go up, that doesn't work in times of a crisis. All right. It's just like diversification doesn't work in a time of crisis. You know, diversification is what we all built our investments on. But you know what? When the crisis happened, guess what? Stocks went down. What else went down? Bonds went down? What else went down? Gold went down? What else went down? Everything went down. Real estate, everything went down. And then all these people who say, oh, I'm going to get rich on real estate and I'm just going to have these checks coming in. Well, guess what? People aren't paying their rent right now. And the government's telling them, you don't have to pay your rent. Well, what recourse do the landlords have? Nothing. They got to sit there. And so you can't have all your money in real estate either. And so, again, we're living through some things right now, George. We're living through sequence of returns risk. We're living through all these risks that people are facing. And a lot of it has to do with the psychonomic programming that they've had in their minds.
And do you think that the most people understand that they have been they have been programmed in a certain way, or are they unconscious to that?
No, I think they're unconscious to it, and I think we've got to be careful when we're with them. We can't just, you know, beat them over the head and say, oh, you've been psychonomically programmed to fail. No, but we've got to show them that this is what's going on, and that if they would just follow some very simple steps, have a plan, work with a financial professional, learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits, consider working a couple of extra years. Working a couple extra years has a huge impact on retirement. You've got to have a plan to protect yourself against inflation. You've got to have some guaranteed lifetime income, at least to cover your basic living expenses in retirement. You've got to have a plan for long-term care. It's the one thing that will wipe most people out. There's ways to use home equity now wisely. You can get this home equity line of credit. You can get these reverse mortgages. And so there's all kinds of ways you can do that. And then the power of life insurance. And, you know, I think maybe you've had David McKnight on in the past. If you haven't, you're going to want to. But he wrote the book, The Power of Zero. There's a movie out there, The Power of Zero. And it's all about the looming tax increases that are going to have to happen to pay off our debt and to handle this debt. Well, we just spent maybe $5 or $6 trillion, right, you know, in the past few. Where do you think that money's coming from? It's not fairy dust, you know. It's going to come out of our taxes from our 401ks and IRAs. So this is a perfect time to reach out to clients to talk about converting Roth IRAs. They get a double discount. The market's down, so you convert less and you pay tax on less. These are the lowest taxes that you're likely to see. And so you're going to pay the least amount of taxes today. And then when the market comes back, and it will at some point, all those gains will be tax-free. And then the power of life insurance and retirement, that you can take money out tax-free. I personally moved more of my wealth into life insurance in the last few months because I know taxes are going to have to go up significantly in the future.
Yeah, something that not enough people are thinking about or talking about right now. So I certainly appreciate that. And yes, had an opportunity to speak with David McKnight, and his episode will be airing pretty soon for people. So, all right, so we've been psychonomically programmed, and the way we start the process of helping people to maybe look past their paradigm of thinking is to sit down and really start putting a plan together for them, and to be maybe introducing some of those, thinking about what your life's really going to look like. So maybe start thinking about and talking about more of the emotional side than just trying to present logic.
Yeah, and a lot of that comes by asking the right questions. So I spend a lot of time in my training sessions talking about the power of questions and the power of storytelling. Like, you've got to incorporate stories into your presentation. And, you know, I would always tell success stories when I was an advisor. I'd say, you know, there's this guy down the block. He's, you know, just 3, 4, 5 houses down. Let me tell you a situation. And I would go through and I'd say what I did for him. And then they'd say, well, what if you had $200,000? What would you do for somebody like that? And so they're talking about this third party, but it's really them. And so I could show, well, for that kind of person, here's what I would do. I would do. And so I could make the sale without even making the sale, because we're talking about some, you know, generic third party. And then they could ask questions instead of, I wasn't drilling into their particular situation at the second. I was just showing some success stories. And so by asking the right questions and by telling the powerful stories, you can communicate these things. And that's what I do, George, with my writings and my books and my audiobooks. I go over this kind of thing. And I've come up with, you know, 3 webinars. And then I did another one on how to thrive in this environment, because this is a lockdown environment, quarantine environment. And, you know, there are three really key things to do during this lockdown. Number one, you got to keep your attitude Right. And I go over a number of things on how to keep a positive attitude and how to actually get a better attitude in this. Number two, you've got to monitor your activity, and you've got to calendar your activity, and you've got to put things on your calendar. See, we're all waking up with blank calendars right now. And so we've got to continue to calendar our activity. If it's prospecting or if it's, you know, doing a webinar or whatever, we've got to do that. And then this is a perfect time to sharpen your blade, to really read and study and listen. And I hope they're listening to your podcast, and I hope they're, you know, they're learning some of the things that I share with them, and that other, you know, leading people in the industry are sharing with them. And so then I developed three webinars, one that's on life insurance, because, you know, there's three pillars to life insurance. You got to know your stuff. You got to know where the life insurance policies fit, and you got to know how to handle objections. And I go over a lot of objections. And then I've got a webinar on how to retire the optimal way. And that's the full hour long presentation of Don't Worry, Retire Happy. And we've talked about that one in a previous podcast. And then the third one is on how to deliver a powerful webinar. And all a webinar is a seminar. So it's really a presentation on how to give a powerful seminar, but a webinar is simply a seminar that we do over Zoom or WebEx or something. And there's three keys there. You know, number one, you got to fill the room. And that's the hardest part for a lot of people. But I give them all kinds of ideas on how to get the room filled. And some of them you can fill it for free, and some of them you pay somebody and they'll fill the room for you. Number two, you got to have a process. You got to know what to do before the webinar, what to do during the webinar, what to do after the webinar. And then number three, and that may be the most powerful, you got to have content. You've got to have content that will keep people on the edge of their seats while you're delivering this webinar. And George, you know, I've always, you know, focused on delivering powerful content in a different way. And so it's all scripted with my words and, you know, some of the stories I tell. But I encourage people to put their own stories in there because, again, it's about words, language, questions, and stories. That's what I focus on. It's really not about product details or any of that. That's what most advisors are focusing on. Oh, my product does this, it does this, it does this. It's really more about words, language, questions, and stories.
I love it. Words, language, questions, and stories. I think that the more that we can drill that into our heads and learn that, the better. Well, Tom, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I think the most important thing is attitude right now. You've got to keep a positive attitude. And one of the things that helped me was I read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and it really changed my mind. I learned that I could do anything if I just put my mind to it. My mind is a supercomputer that can do more calculations per second than your IBM or laptop computer or MacBook. And so if you can program your mind positively, and you can literally accomplish anything you want. And so that would be my tip of the day. And again, I put a lot of this knowledge into these free webinars, and I will send you the link so you can share that with your people.
I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets come on.
Come on.
And Tom, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? And I will link in the notes of the show.
Yeah, I'm pretty easy to find, tomhegna.com. I've got a blog there that people can read a lot of articles that I've written, and there's a lot of tools on my website as well.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Tom your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to tomhegna.com, check out all the great resources, and I will link right below that to the webinars that Tom was talking about as well. Thank you again, Tom.
Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.